Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
Preview of the next 4 years. Every week will be Infrastructure Week.
Infrastructure Week, Infrastructure Week, Infrastructure Week, Infrastructure Week, Infrastructure Week, Infrastructure Week, Infrastructure Week.
Infrastructure Week is a state of mind.
Well, Sam really loves Infrastructure Week jokes. Right, Sam?
Yeah, I've been on a sort of a crusade in opposition to every single Infrastructure Week joke that has ever been made because I've not yet seen a funny one and there have been thousands made.
Insurrection Week, Impeachment Week, Inauguration Week, Infrastructure Week.
Okay. What happened during Infrastructure Week?
So I fear that even though the Trump administration is over, those jokes are continue to be pervasive.
Jesus. Guess what, folks? There's not enough time left for Infrastructure Week.
Infrastructure Week. Infrastructure Week. Infrastructure Week. Infrastructure Week. Infrastructure Week. Infrastructure Week. Infrastructure Week. Infrastructure Week. Infrastructure Week. Infrastructure Week. Infrastructure Week.
I'm Anthony Adragna, and this is Politico Energy. Later today, the Senate Commerce Committee is expected to advance former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg to lead Joe Biden's Department of Transportation, setting him on the glide path to confirmation, possibly this week. If and once confirmed, Buttigieg will play a big role in helping the Biden administration fight climate change, either through a transportation package or via department actions. So today we're checking in with Politico's Tanya Snyder and Sam Mintz on what they expect to see from Buttigieg's leadership at DOT. It's Wednesday, January 27th. Mayor Pete, probably, I'm going to say, one of the most visible nominees to the Biden cabinet. He has his confirmation vote in the committee today, but we thought we'd take a step back and kind of look at what Mayor Pete has said about climate and how he could factor into the infrastructure discussion. So Tanya, Sam, what has Mayor Pete said about climate change as he's made his way through the confirmation process on Capitol Hill?
One thing that I really noticed at his confirmation hearing, especially, was the way that he talked about how not just he, but the senators who will be voting on his nomination, that their legacies will be based on, that their careers will be judged on what they did to seize this moment to halt climate change.
We cannot afford not to act on climate, as you know. And the question becomes, how can we do that in a way that creates economic benefit in the near term as well as preventing catastrophe in the long term?
He conveyed a real sense of urgency around climate change.
Yeah, and I'd just add to that that I think he's been very much in line with President Biden. I mean, he shares Biden's goals on things like building hundreds of thousands of electric vehicle charging stations. He's been so far a very good, I'd say, soldier for Biden, even while sort of adding some of these rhetorical flourishes like what Tanya just mentioned.
And so, you know, I think people don't necessarily automatically think of the Transportation Department as a climate-focused department, but certainly with Mayor Pete, soon to be Secretary Pete, that may be changing. What sorts of authorities is he going to have over there in helping Biden implement his climate plans?
Well, I think people haven't thought of DOT as a climate-centric department because it hasn't acted like one. But the transportation sector is the largest source of emissions in the U.S. And Biden is looking to do a kind of whole of government approach to climate change. And that has to start with DOT if they're going to take it seriously.
One of the striking things to me about sort of what Biden said and done so far and really speaks to how he thinks about the Transportation Department as a climate agency are some of the names that he's picked to be on the agency's leadership under Buttigieg. Even we who've been following this stuff were surprised by how closely some of the DOT picks hewed to climate and how deeply involved climate experts are going to be in DOT's policymaking.
I think when people first heard this pick, they went, ah, this is Biden looking for a home for Buttigieg, who clearly is a well-known figure in national politics now. How does his CV compare against other people who've served as transportation secretaries? And, you know, is the jump here from South Bend to transportation as big as some people seem to think it is, or are people misreading that?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we've been learning as we've been sort of learning about Buttigieg and reporting on him is that he does have this extremely sharp transportation background that's sort of a little bit hidden. You know, he won't be the first mayor to be transportation secretary. It might be the smallest city mayor to ever get the job, but it's by no means an unprecedented appointment. And everyone I've talked to sort of says that they think that he has the skills necessary, both sort of from a policy wonk standpoint as well as a communication standpoint. And yeah, like I said, you know, I think I've been surprised by how well he was received by a lot of the transportation experts we talked to.
Obviously, the major push we're expecting is for some sort of economic recovery infrastructure package. Do we see Mayor Pete, Secretary Pete, I need to get used to that. Do we see him playing a hands-on role in that, or what role do we expect him to play as Congress considers what that package may look like?
I think first we need to consider how that package might happen. We don't know yet kind of what form this is going to take. My guess is that Peter DeFazio in the House and Tom Carper in the Senate are probably going to take the lead on this, and that Pete Buttigieg and the Biden administration will be a partner. I would be surprised if they took the lead on crafting it.
There are a pretty wild amount of competing priorities in Congress right now. Obviously, COVID relief is first up, but also impeachment is first up, not to mention all the various appointments and nominations that are first up. In terms of timeline, there might have to be some tempered expectations on infrastructure. I think the real deadline that'll be interesting for us to watch is in September, when the Surface Transportation Reauthorization, which was extended last year, is now due.
What is it like to capture a transportation secretary who's a bit of a celebrity, who has national aspirations politically? I think previously transportation secretaries have flown under the radar, perhaps, or been less press savvy. What is it like to cover somebody like Pete Buttigieg?
We don't really know yet. We will be finding out over the next few weeks and months and years. But, you know, Elaine Chao, President Trump's transportation secretary, was extremely press averse. So having someone who's so friendly to the media and so interested in being in the media will definitely be a huge change.
He also has this extremely large and extremely enthusiastic group of followers who have been sort of flocking on Twitter to follow every word that we write about him. And it's been funny and interesting, and they really seem to want to soak up all the really nerdy transportation stuff. So I think definitely our work is going to have a big audience, and I think a lot of people are going to be paying attention to DOT, as we've noted.
Chao did not have the same kind of cult following that Pete has, that's for sure.
Also, another oil pipeline project is taking a hit this week. Yesterday, a federal appeals court ruled that the Trump administration failed to properly complete an environmental review when it allowed construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Yesterday's decision upheld a previous ruling from a lower court. But instead of stopping the project, it put the ball in the Army Corps of Engineers' hands on whether it should continue to operate. The Dakota Access Pipeline project has been carrying thousands of barrels a day from North Dakota to Midwest refineries since early in the Trump administration. Tribal leaders have asked Biden to take action on the pipeline within the first 10 days of this administration. That is, by this Friday, after they spent 4 years fighting the previous White House in courts trying to stop the project. Last week, the president signed an executive order halting the Keystone XL pipeline, and he could order the Corps to stop the Dakota Access Project while a proper environmental review is underway. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. If you like our show, then like it. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. It helps more people find our show. I'm Anthony Adragna. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Last year, Chevron invested billions of dollars to bring affordable, reliable, ever cleaner energy to America. Because it's only human to work toward a brighter future. Learn more at chevron.com.